Nate Weck is with us for your weekly sports and rec update. Hey, Nate, welcome.
Hey, Lori, how's it going today?
I am doing well. What's new in the world of sports? A lot.
Yeah, I tell you what, there is a lot going on right now. We're transitioning a little bit from, especially on the high school rank of things, we're transitioning from the fall sports heading into the winter sports. Girls basketball in high school is getting started this week, and then early next week is when boys basketball gets started. So, I mean, it's an exciting time. I don't think people have a lot of breathing room, maybe, you know, from one sport to the next, but I mean, that's what keeps families busy, keeps student athletes busy, and it's a fun time.
All right, so let's news from SDSU football.
Yeah, SDSU football will be hosting a quarterfinal round game this week. They've been in the quarterfinal round of the FCS playoffs before, but they've never had a home game for this, and they're going to be taking on the University of New Hampshire at Jana Day Dykehouse Stadium. It's going to be at 2 o'clock Central Time on Saturday. And this was one, too, like even this last week when South Dakota State was hosting UNI. I was up in Brookings for the game and just kind of getting an idea for the atmosphere and things like that. And one thing that I noticed was everybody had their phones out. They were checking the scores of the Central Arkansas-New Hampshire game. They were checking the scores of the USD game, the NDSU game, and then watching the SDSU game. And the reason that the Central Arkansas-New Hampshire game meant something was because if Central Arkansas would have won that game and SDSU would have won, which they did, SDSU would have had to go on the road to Central Arkansas this week. But because New Hampshire upset Central Arkansas, now South Dakota State gets to host New Hampshire this week. And it's the first time, not just for South Dakota State University, but it's the first time that an FCS quarterfinal round playoff game has taken place in the state of South Dakota. So it's a pretty big moment, and I mean you're down to eight teams now in the FCS playoffs. So it's kind of do or die time.
All right. So you're kind of scouting out the atmosphere. What do you project or predict for this Saturday's game?
Well, one thing I will tell you, Lori, is it was 54 degrees in Brookings for last Saturday's game. It's not going to be that way this weekend. I think it's going to be around 30 degrees for kickoff. And once that sun kind of goes over the stands on the home sideline, it does cool down. It cooled down this last weekend up there. So I think fans who are planning to go to Brookings for this playoff game on Saturday, dress warmly. It's going to be very, very cold, and depending on what the wind does, I mean, it could be brutal a little bit at times.
All right, that doesn't deter anyone, though, right?
No, it's playoff football season. Yeah, you know, right. That's what it's all about, right?
All right, speaking of football, you've got another story about an Aberdeen native heading to a head coaching job in someplace slightly warmer.
Yeah, now this one's a cool story, Lori. South Dakota native Josh Heupel is going to get his first head coaching job opportunity in the NCAA and Division I football for the University of Central Florida. This decision just was announced yesterday that Josh Heupel was going to be taking over that job. For those who don't know who Josh Heupel was, he grew up in Aberdeen, South Dakota, went to Aberdeen Central, was a quarterback, ended up starting as a quarterback his sophomore season for the Golden Eagles of Aberdeen Central, and then went to a couple smaller schools when he got to college, but eventually found himself in the University of Oklahoma, was a runner-up for the Heisman Trophy in 2000, ended up leading the Oklahoma Sooners to a national championship in the Orange Bowl against Florida State in 2001. Spent a little bit of time in the NFL, a couple of years, just didn't get much playing time, didn't see a lot of action, anything like that outside of preseason training camp type of stuff. But after that, then went on over to the coaching scene. And if you go through some of his coaching history, he was a grad assistant at the University of Oklahoma in 2004, ended up going and being a tight ends coach then at Arizona, came back to Oklahoma for five seasons as the quarterback coach. Now, where this gets fun, or at least from a person sitting in my seat that covers a lot of sports, is he was the quarterback coach for Sam Bradford, who is now a quarterback with the Minnesota Vikings, who is on season-ending IR, name you don't hear probably as much with the Minnesota Vikings this year because of the success they're having with a different quarterback. But Sam Bradford was the number one overall pick when he graduated. And he's also a Heisman Trophy winner. So he had the opportunity to coach Sam Bradford in college as his positions coach. So that right there is really cool. And then he, you know, he hasn't had any head coaching positions. You know, you just look through the board, offensive coordinator. He went to Utah State for a season, then spent a couple years at the University of Missouri as the offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach. And now he's getting the opportunity at the University of Central Florida. And how, just to add another regional twist to everything, the reason that this position is open is because Scott Frost, who was the coach of the University of Central Florida, recently took the Nebraska Cornhuskers job. So a lot of people know who Scott Frost is in the area, because especially if they're right. Cornhuskers fans. But it's cool to see that a South Dakota kid is going to get the opportunity to take over for Scott Frost in Central Florida.
All right, what does he have to do to prove himself in Florida now?
You know,
in about 30 seconds.
Yeah, so. And, you know, it's his first head coaching job. So, I mean, and he's got big shoes to fill. So I think people are going to be looking to see how he presents the team, if he can put some consistency together, put his own spin on the program. It's all going to – I think he's going to be under a microscope this first year. I really do, just because of who he's taken over for. But it's a great opportunity for him. And, you know, we wish him the best. We really do.
Nate Weck, thank you so much for your time. We'll see you next week.
All right, thanks, Lori.